I'm already feeling a little bit of pressure, and I'm a little nervous.
It's probably a well-known fact that I am a Silver Soulbird fan. I absolutely love her voice. It's so beautiful.
I just hope that I can prove to myself that I can do this.
Silver Soulbird will probably be in the finale, so I hope she fails tonight.
I really want to try to work on putting more emotion into my voice because I feel like that's something that I struggle with.
As with all of the singers in my team, Silver Soulbird has things that she can work on, but if we work on those together, then hopefully we can see her grow and improve, and hopefully, fingers crossed, make it through to the final. But we've got to make it through this round first.
Silver Soulbird.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion to imagine. Someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live.
That was the always amazing Silver Soulbird. So, Autumn, what did you think of her performance?
I thought that it was really lovely. I really liked it. I thought there were a couple parts that you went a little flat, particularly the last note. But also, I did think that there were a couple times where you kind of lost the rhythm, I guess. You were improvising and just it kind of got away from you. But otherwise, I thought it was gorgeous.
Okay, Dylan.
I'm going to go out and say it. She has a vilf. She has a vilf. Silver, if someone other than my team wins the show, I hope it's you. Because while I said to Pharaoh not to do a slower song, the way that you did this kept me completely involved in it. You changed up the melody, which is dangerous to do on a song that's so well-known and so well-loved, but you did it well and you killed it. Last note was a little iffy, but it didn't ruin the song for me.
What's a vilf?
I don't want to say the acronym because I'm not allowed to
swear. It's like a milf, but instead of mum or mother, it's voice.
Oh, I thought it was virgin.
I'm trying to start a new catchphrase. Wow.
That's inappropriate.
That is inappropriate.
It's still inappropriate.
It is. Larry?
Okay. Wow. Silver Soulbird, this was lovely. I'm really glad that you went with my suggestion and did some Eva Cassidy because it really does suit you. And I'm really, really glad that you did, that you ended up doing it. It's a shame that we weren't able to, because I think you were on holiday or something. We weren't able to sort of go over a first draft or for me to listen to it before it was submitted. But there wasn't really much I would have changed. I would agree with Autumn that there was a flat note at the end. And I'd agree with you when you said to me about there being some low notes in there that you couldn't quite reach. And, you know, hopefully in the future, if you get through, which I'm pretty certain you will, but you still have to vote, everyone, then we can obviously work on that and, you know, avoid the low notes or stretch them or whatever. But this was absolutely beautiful. It was lovely. And I love you.
All right. Well, Autumn, would you like to introduce your next contestant?
Up next for me is the tiny but largely talented Tilly.
With this song, I hope I can entertain the people listening and get votes to go through, because I really like to sing and I think this will boost my confidence right up.
I'm really excited to see how the battle between Tilly and Miriam plays out.
I think that I want to impress Dylan the most.
I am a Tilly Jackson fan. Tilly versus Hilary Duff in a sing-off, Tilly wins.
To be honest, I think that everyone in the competition is my biggest competition because they are all really good and older than me, which makes it harder, I think. But I always have loads of hope because I would really like to win this competition.
Tilly Jackson.
Believe your eyes, 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. 'Cause they fill the open air, and the teardrops everywhere. You think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. I'd say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they try to teach me how to dance. A fox trot above my head, a sock hopped beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread. Crack, please take me away. like such an insomniac. Take me away from here. Why do I tire of counting sheep? Please take me away from here. And I'm far too tired to fall asleep. There's 10 million fireflies. I'm weird cause I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes. They said farewell.
They said farewell.
But I'll know where several are. Real bizarre, cause I saved a few and I keep them in a jar. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as my dreams are bursting at the seams.
And that was Teeny Tiny Tilly with an amazing performance.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dylan, what did you think?
I get it. It's hard to find age-appropriate number one hits. So I get why this is like the go-to kids song. I think you need to be careful with when you do harmonies because some of them weren't quite there, and when the harmonies aren't completely spot on, it sort of detracts. And it was a teeny bit nasal, but I think you'll probably get better every single week. I'm a fan of yours. I think you're good. I don't know if this was a great song for you, but I think you'll easily go through.
And Autumn?
I liked it for the most part. One thing that I commented to you about was your energy. I thought that it was just still, even with this new take, it was just still kind of a little drone-ish. But I think that it was really cute. I liked your harmonies. I didn't think that they were off. I mean, maybe just a little, but I thought that they were way better than someone else's harmonies. But anyway.
Okay, don't.
Anyway, I just people. Really, I think that it was also a little bit nasally. But I think that you will overcome. I liked it.
And Clary?
Yeah, I really liked your harmonies as well. I thought your harmonies were really, really good. And I think the only thing that's really holding you back and letting you down is sort of recording quality. And I know that you are working on that, so I don't want that to be, you know, a big feature of you know, people voting for you, really, because I think that hopefully you can maybe find yourself a better microphone or something, because I don't think at the moment, I don't think that your technology is doing you justice, because I think that you are really, really good. And I really enjoyed hearing this song from both of our young contestants, actually. I thought both people did a really good job. So well done. I liked it.
All right. Well, Dylan, would you like to introduce your third contestant?
I would. Do you like doctors? Do you like beards? Do you like Jews? Well, then you're going to learn.
I hate all of those things.
I'm thrilled to be back. So that's pretty awesome. I put a lot of energy into helping Miriam with her X Factor stuff. And now, suddenly, out of the blue, in being on the Dylan's team chat for helping my daughter out, I've been put in the right place for apparently an opportunity to get back on the show.
Reed should have had Will's spot last week.
Dylan thinks I picked the wrong person last week. No, I don't think I made the wrong decision in picking Will, but I think that Reed still has a lot to offer, and I am looking forward to hearing him sing.
I do want to say this, though. If it ever comes down to a choice between me and Miriam, vote for Miriam. You'll be voting for me, too, that way, because as a dad, nothing makes me happier.
To me.
gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. It's gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this thing is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the streets with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending I don't see their needs? A summer disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make the change, change. Na 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 na. Oh, 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 I've been a victim of a selfish kind of love. It's time that I realize that there's some with no home, not a nickel alone. Could it be really me pretending that they're not alone? A willow deeply scarred, somebody's broken heart, and a washed out dream. They follow the pattern of the wind, you see, 'cause they got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. And I'm asking him to change his ways. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror, and I'm asking him to change his ways. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make the change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror, and I'm asking him to change his ways. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make the change. You gotta get it right while you got the time. You got to close your mind. The man, the man, the man. Make the world a better place. Take a look at yourself and then make the change, change. Na 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 na. Gonna make a change.
That was Reed to me with another amazing performance tonight. Dylan, why don't you start?
Reed, Jew, making me hot. Michael Jackson is so iconic. It's a risky move to do his songs. Acoustic, good choice. You made it kind of folksy. I can see you sitting on a cow with a straw hat and a guitar just singing to the corn in Kansas, and it's a beautiful image, sir. A beautiful image. I liked it.
Autumn?
I liked it as well, actually. I thought it was really nice energy-wise and got a little yelly, a little strained. But I liked it.
And Clary?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good performance. I think doing Michael Jackson is always going to be quite ambitious, but I think you really pulled it off, and I liked it.
So did I.
I as well.
Me too.
Me too.
Oh, so did I.
Me four.
Did you? Because I did
right.
too.
Well, Clary, would you like to introduce your next contestant?
Yeah, I think I will. That's quite good, actually. I will introduce Will, my next contestant. He's amazing. It's Will.
I'm slapping my face.
You know, working with Clary so far really has been great. I couldn't be more excited to have her as my mentor.
Will has been a pleasure to mentor so far. He's so willing to take on new challenges and to take on new genres. And I know that he wants to really stretch himself. So that's what I really, really hope I can do for him. Otherwise, I'll really feel like I've let him down.
Really, the only thing that we have that makes music music, the thing that makes it not just notes and ink on page, is the musicality that we bring to it and how we interpret the notes and convey that through our own singing. I think one of my challenges has been trying to sing into a metal microphone without an audience or anyone watching me and try to convey the same emotion and passion that I'm used to doing in other areas. So I'm really aiming to do that this week, and I hope I'm able to bring that back.
Will needs to prove something to me tonight. He needs to prove he deserves to be here over Reed.
My hope for this week would be that people who are expecting to hear the same old style from me and the same old song choices from me have to stop and think for a second. Maybe there's more to me than they originally thought.
Will.
There, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely, give the song another listen, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time that we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me.
was a great performance. Clary, what did you think?
Oh, well, I didn't get a chance to hear a first draft, so this is the first time that I'm hearing this as well. It was one of the many songs that I suggested, and I really liked it. I thought, you're so articulate. You really do sort of put a lot into the pronunciation of your words, which is quite refreshing, actually. I think that there was a lot of emotion in it as well, and I really liked it. I wasn't so keen on the little bits at the end where you carried on the E sound for a bit long. That sounded a bit weird. I think I would have preferred it if you'd have gone straight into an O sound or an O sound, because it sounded better when you did that. Prolonged E's are a problem for me as well. So, and I think you could have held some of your earlier notes a bit longer, but I really liked it. I think it was really nice.
And Autumn, I think you had an interesting note to say. What do you think?
I think you have a nice tone to your voice. But I felt like this, when you were singing this song, it was very businesslike. It was like instead of wearing a V-neck tee and, you know, some raggedy jeans and playing a guitar, you were like wearing a business suit and writing a cordial letter to your friend. Hey there, Delilah, comma. What's it like in New York City? Da 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 da. You know, it was just kind of like very rigid, very, very businesslike. Shake your hand. Bow to the Japanese people, you know? Like,
I don't think anybody knows.
All right, Dylan, what did you think?
You know what, Will? I said several times that I disagree that you were picked over Reed, and you needed to prove to me you deserve to be on the show. And tonight you did. It was kind of like, it reminded me of Greg Brady. You are the Greg Brady for the 21st century. I want you to wear a coral shell necklace, go to Hawaii, find a cursed tiki statue, hit on Marsha, and keep singing because I dig you. The only thing was, at the end, the runs and stuff, it was almost a little too technical for me. Don't be afraid to let go and do the Greg Brady thing.
At the end, the runs and stuff? Just saying.
Bow to Japanese people.
The runs and stuff, you know, man.
All right, well, Autumn, would you like to introduce your third contestant?
Yes, my third contestant is the coolest person on VH, Aria.
Aria has been wowing us so far, but can she keep up the awesome work?
Aria is someone I've heard a lot, but she keeps surprising me with new facets of her voice, and I hope she does something unexpected tonight.
Aria is an amazing singer. She has done really well in other competitions on VH, and it'll be really interesting to see how far she gets on this one. But I wish her luck, because she does have a good voice. We'll just have to see how far she can push it.
Aria.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I leave with every piece of you. And it's bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me you so.
And that was another lovely performance tonight by Aria. So what did you think of that, Autumn?
I really liked that. For me, I don't know. You're just such a polished, you're just, everything that you do is just so polished. That's what I like. I thought, you know, I really liked your harmonies. You know, I thought that they really added instead of taking away from the song. I do think that sometimes you get a little pushy, but I feel like your energy was really nice in this, and it just kind of like made up for that, and I liked it.
Okay, Princess Clary.
Yeah, I would agree. Aria, you're probably one of the most polished singers from VH, and probably on this show as well. And I loved all of the little different technical bits you put into it, and yeah, it was sung really, really well. I would be a bit wary of singing from so far back in your throat. It sounds like really throaty sometimes.
Yeah, this like song in particular.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've never really had that problem, so I'm not really sure if I can sort of give you a solution other than maybe to just open your mouth a bit more. I don't know if that will help. I don't know if you do that anyway, but yeah, I would just be a bit wary of that because sometimes it can sound very back of the throaty. So just be aware of that. But no, this was a brilliant performance, as always. That's what I would expect from you. So yeah, well done.
Okay, Dylan.
Aria, Clary told me earlier that you're one of the only singers that she's intimidated by on VH. So take that for what it's worth. It's probably not fair because you are so good that I hold you. I sort of compare you to yourself because not a lot of other singers compare to you, in my opinion. I've heard you better than this. I didn't like this as much for you. There were a couple of parts. I liked that you did all the harmonies. I thought those were good. But there were a couple of parts where your voice kind of broke and it almost... I don't know. I didn't care.
But I felt like it was on purpose, though.
Oh, I know it was on purpose, but I didn't like it.
But I liked it.
I didn't like the sound.
Well, I did.
Technical differences.
I did. It was very folky, and I liked it.
Nobody, you already had your opinion.
Well, now I'm fucking up your critique. I'm sorry.
Nobody cares.
I'm really sorry.
What you think, Autumn.
All right. Dylan, would you like to introduce your fourth contestant?
Yes. Now, some cookies are fattening. A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips, but not this cookie, because this is Sharp Cookies, and she's up next.